now it's my pleasure for the second time this evening to give you Blue London Trio.
This looks like. Boy, did we lose a friend.
Lou, are you okay if I'm sitting back here?
I don't know. If I step back, you might be in trouble. But
we'll be okay.
No, we'll be all right. I just won't step back.
Dance
that's right. We can't do no funky boogaloo over here.
I can move over more.
Okay, we're safe. Are we groovy? Are we very McVout? Okay. Maestros. One, two, three, four. Sweet and lovely, won't lady be good? Yes, lady, be good to me. I'm so awfully misunderstood. Lady, be good to me. Won't someone please show some pity? I'm all alone in this lonesome city. I'm an orphan lost in the woods. Yes, lady, be good. Yes, lady, be good. Won't lady be good? I'm so awfully misunderstood. Yes, yes, lady, be good to me. Cause you know this, this is tulip weather. So how about let's put our tulips together? Yes, yes, yes. I'm lonesome, I'm misunderstood. Won't lady be good? Now this is tulip weather, so let's put the two and two together, see what we get, yeah. I'm lonesome, I'm misunderstood, whoa, lady, be good to me. This is a tune off of our LP. Vinyl Pizzeria. Mark wrote this one. It's called Old Movies. Sounds just like this right over here. One, two, three, yes. What would we do without old movies? Happy hours spent, just you and me, making love and watching TV. And what would we do without Fairbanks, Gable, Taylor, Cooper, and Wayne? Friends have shared so much with us as we made our future plans, or had a fight and just couldn't sleep. learned so much philosophy from movies. Hey, I've learned from watching Doris Day that in the end, everything turns out okay. And it does, yes, it does. And I try not to laugh too hard at them. 'Cause we'll be an old movie too someday. Try not to laugh too hard at them, 'cause we'll be an old movie too someday. Pick up the clarinet, I always play this. You know what that's from? Mr. Sandman. Hey, you've got a great tune. Well, someday I'll learn the words, or I'll write them. I don't know. Maybe. Play this real, it's another real short one. Time it. I'll bet you it's minute 43 seconds. It's called just kidding. It's about this big hole in the earth, and I based it on the scales. It's called Jenny's Fault. It sounds like this. Exactly like this. Thank you. You gotta give a little, you gotta take just a little. You let your poor heart break just a little, that's the story. And that is the glory of your typical LOV electricity. Yes. You gotta laugh a little, you gotta cry a little. You let the clouds drift by just a little, and honey, that's the story of love, love. Long as there's the two of us to share the world and all of its charms. And when the world is through with us, we got each other's arms. And you're gonna laugh a little, you're gonna cry a little. You let the clouds drift by just a little, yes, and honey, that's the story and the glory of love. Play the clarinet. All right. Long as there's the two of us to share the world and all of its charms. And when the world is through with us, we got each other's arms. And you're gonna laugh a little, you're gonna cry a little. You let the clouds drift by just a little, and my new revise sooner or later. Somebody taught me a new chord, so I rewrote the song. I'm gonna buy a new capo. My guitar teacher, Charlie Christian, told me never to use the capo, except when you have to. So I said, he said, sooner or later, you have to use the capo. I wrote the song called Sooner or Later. That's the new chord. Oh, this is the happy chord. If anybody wants to know what's a hip chord, they walk up to you on the street and say, "Hey man, Grooverini, show me a very hip chord O'Rooty. Take your tiny little digit toes and a tactic guitar, and instead of playing this, play this, which is a new, this is a G chord, you see, with the capo. This is not a G augmented or a G diminished. This is the combination of the two, which is a G demented." And they say, "I got a new hip chord for you," and they play you one of these, you know. You go, "Ah, for sure, applesauce," and you give them one of these. You say, you just close your eyes and you get down very gracefully and go. Now if the river was whiskey and I had a magic wand, you know, before I hit the bottom, I would change myself into a sponge, yeah. I'm gonna dive head on into the Hudson. I won't even have to swim. You're wondering why? Yeah, I'll tell you. I'll get so polluted, I'll just kind of blend right in, yeah. Now there's a rumor here in Beekman. We all have got to learn to lose. So it's about time, friends, that you and me learn how to lose these blues. Show them how, Mark, show them how, yeah. Good. Don't stop, don't stop. Do it again. I got a sweet honey that lives up in Poughkeepsie. She's so sweet and cute. I swear she's so skinny, she could mambo in a payphone booth. It's true that she can't dance a step, and unlike me, she cannot sing. But I've seen her ruin a mattress, and damn, she sure can rust my springs. And there's a rumor over here in Beekman. We all have got to learn to lose. So the time's right for us, friends. Let's lose these blues. I dare you, Benjamin. Don't be shy. Do it again. Thank you. Yes, yes. Don't stop, don't stop. I got a sweetheart that lives up in Kingston. They say she's not the loving kind.
Yeah.
She's got a syncopated motion, guaranteed to make you lose your mind. One last wish, you know, before my tongue touched bourbon, I would change myself into a little fish, yeah. And if the river was whiskey, and I had a magic wand, you know, before I hit the bottom, I'd change myself into a sponge. And there's a true rumor going round the town crier, yes, that we all gotta learn to lose. I think the time is ripe, people, let's all try and learn. I mean, it's about time you and I, friends, we all gotta learn. Come on, people, let's all up and lose our blues. If anybody knows any more verses, you tell me about them. I'm gonna sing you this song now, it's a little different. It's about years ago, I was a teenager in my prime. I used to go down to Atlantic City, New Jersey, which was the sun and fun capital of the world. Yeah, and I was from Philadelphia, and that's where they called us shoebies. We used to go down there and wear little silver shoes and Bermuda shorts with patent black leather shoes, you know, with black socks, so they look like they stick out like that, you know. You look just like a shoebie or a Mertz. That's a new one too. They call them Mertzes now, like Fred and Ethel. What a hip chord, Jesus! There was an old guy who used to sit in front of the two guys. He was blind. He had a little dog with a canteen cup around the dog's neck, and people would drop money into it. And for the longest time, I just would listen to the guy sing, and he played guitar. He had a Yamaha. He would play it. Well, years later, I was touring with the infamous Bottle Hill Gang, and we ended up back in my old crash pad. And this guy was on the street singing. And I'd done some reading into a sing-out magazine, and I recognized him after all those years. Turns out his name is Oliver Smith, and he's a street singer, and that's all he does, and that's all he ever wants to do. And we got to be a little chummy, and we play little tunes in front of the Mr. Big Shopping Center. It started me off with this romance about street music. One thing you have to take it as a factor that never changes is that musicians have to be romantics or else they would drive taxis or something, you know. And as incurable and foolish as that seems, you know, there's always us fools who are running around. And Oliver just blew me away. And I haven't seen him in a few years, and I assume that he's living in Florida because that's where he used to spend his winters. I tried to get him a job playing at Rutgers University. And they were all ready to have him, and he just didn't show. I found out why. He just didn't want anything to do with that. He'd be real shy to play in front of people. As if he's not playing in front of people who are walking in and out of stores. It's a strange man, but just beautiful in that way. Well, last summer I met another street musician. Well, she was a dancer. And she told me a story about herself and her common law husband, whose name also happened to be Oliver. And she just told me this story, and I made it rhyme. And this is her song. It's called Emma's Song, and it's for her, and it's for romantics, and it's for suckers and everybody. That's for you. It's worth being in tune for a song. City streets, a heartbeat like a drum. She moves her feet, the rest of her is numb. For a coin, she'll pantomime a verse. And when you pass her by, you drop change in a silver purse, and it's a toast. The 1940s, when Emma danced for our boys overseas. There were wild cheers. These years tell a story. And if you pitch a coin, you toast a memory. Busy streets, his hands are slow and some. He taps his feet and he strums chords with his thumb. His voice cuts through the street noise and the crowds. But he'll stop a song when you toss your coin and he'll say, "Bless your pal." And it's a toast to the 1940s. When Oliver had his name on the marquee, he was the old man with a thousand toast stories. Just pitch a coin and toast a memory. The streetlight casts a sidewalk silhouette. It's a shadow with a jingling in her pockets. Ollie knows that sound and sings her favorite love song. It's Emma's song. She says, "Oliver, honey, let's go home." And it's a toast to the 1940s and to a warm hand stirring honey in the tea. And winter puts its curse upon the cities. And we pitch our coins and toast our memories. City streets, and his heart is growing old. And when Ollie died, Emma danced and never knew. Now bitter streets cry out for better times. And for bittersweet, guilty hands and silver coins. Toast to the 1940s. a love song about a love so strong and fair. With a brandy to warm the foolhardy, and with a prayer to find a love as true as theirs. And friends, I pray you find a love as true as theirs. Thank you. Emma Songs. Scooby-Doo-Ba-Ba-Doo. There's a nice one. I didn't bring enough picks. I wear my picks rounded so that they look like nickels. It's really a drag. But this one's not so bad. Also, blocks out the light. I have my name on a lot of picks. Heavy. But I thought that was a little gross, so I just have these. They're very fine picks. They're made out of mother of vinyl, which is my record's made out of that too. And you should buy a couple copies because it's very short, very brief, very fast songs. They come and they go like that, and I guess flash there. I always forget to bring them when I'm at the town crier. People say to me, "Do you have your records for sale?" And I say, "No, you know, I forgot." It's a memorable record. This is a tune from the record. It's a crazy tune. It's just called Crazy. It's very. It sounds. Yeah. It's very groovy. Play groovy. We'll get it. The next tune we do is funky. You have to play funky. That's a neat lick. I wish I was a clarinet. Is it? I gotta get into it. One, two, you got your one, two, three, four. You know it's soothing, sitting, boozing, and not thinking about much that ain't amusing, avoiding confusion and missing a 5:30 rush. And I'm not apologizing for all the appetizing lures that separate this man from his home. It's outrageous how contagious those crazies can be, singing, swinging, swaying, laying on a back porch tree. And while the buzzing birds are buzzing words in harmony, you're sizzling with this crazy tune. And when you hear it, your voice has a mellowing effect on me. Yes. And when you're gone, you see the calculating crazies. Don't let me be, they won't set me free. I'm buzzing down the highway, scatting to the high gear whine. The tires buzzing off the base, engine topping time. I'm running smooth and kind of lazy, slick. I'm in a daze, just fiddling out that crazy tune. Here it is, it's sick, crazy. And when you hear it, your voice has a mellowing effect on me. And when you're gone, you see the calculating crazies don't let me be. They won't set me free. I'm buzzing down the highway, scatting with the high gear whine. The tires buzzing out, the burst the engine tapping. Time on smooth, and funnel lazy and slick. And today's I'm feeling out a crazy tune. Let's get it now, yes. And swing a Rudy, we'll get it. We'll just fooling around in the key of G. It's in G, Randy. One, two, three. Yes, my window faces the south. I'm almost halfway to heaven. The snow's falling, but all I see are fields of cotton smiling down at me. Yeah, my window faces the south. Yes, I'm far, yes, I'm far from that Swanee. I'm never frowning, I'm never down in the mouth, 'cause my window faces the south. I'm halfway to heaven. The snow's falling, but what do I see? Fields of cotton smiling down at me. My window faces the south. Yes, I'm far, yes, and I'm far. Yes, I'm never frowning, I'm never down in La Boca, because my window faces the South Arena. Get some, Ben. That Swanee, I'm never frowning, I'm never down in the mouth. My window faces the south.
Do you use it?
I bet we will.
Now that it's out.
We got some solar energy right here. It's making the sweat glands do a little Valeroonie, you know.
least the stained bedspread had a shower, so we were cool. It's one of the little things that little flowers growing in it. Little one-celled life. That's a beautiful tape recording, man. This must be it. Something about the Nakamichis. We're running into them left and right. I wish I'd like to run into one and have it stick. Here's a cute little tune that I wrote when I was working under the name of George Gershwin. It's called, I wrote it because I have a meter problem. It's called I Got Rhythm. Rhythm over here. Yeah, this is very weird. In our country, we play it straight, but when we're over here, we... Did I tell you that I like your country very much? Every time I come here, I have a good time. One, two, three, four. Song written by a friend of ours named Patrick Chamberlain. This is about a woman hobo and a wobbly from the back in the Depression. There weren't too many women who rode the rods, so to speak. I hope you don't mind if I take my glasses off, because I can't see a thing with them. I got, you know, you ever get a piece of speck on your specs, you know? And all you see is, like, little light images. So now I realize there are fuzzy people here, at least. There is a particular string that you'd like tuned. We've been running with all these strange contrasts of things, and last night we played in New Market, New Hampshire, at a place called the Stone Church. And it was heated by people, you know, like rubbing together, you know, making noises.
Grateful Dead.
Then here, everyone is so polite and quiet. You feel like saying, Come on, say something nasty. You must be thinking something nasty. I know there's somebody there thinking about short people jokes or something. I dig it. But I got something for you before I go into this song. And this is the organization we call Tiny Lib. For men and women under 5'5". We'll make it that. And I'll tell you the motto right here, and you're officially sworn in members. And it is, we're the last ones to get wet when it rains. Okay? This is Patrick's songs about Daisy Brown. Daisy Brown lived in a one-track railroad town. She left one day, just going one way, wherever that train was bound. She's a pretty lady, you don't dare call her crazy. She's riding the freights, she's living out all her dreams. And some are driven by the money, some are pulled by the big city pretty life. There's not many, just maybe one out of precious 20, who are drawn by the sound of the train rolling in the night. Hobo camps ain't got no red carpet walk on ramps. And when the rain and the wind blow, it's get up and get gone, and boxcars are cold and damp. But Daisy's dreaming while the big old freight train's wheeling. She's sleeping to the sound of the steel crushing on the tracks. Some are driven by the money, some are pulled by the big city pretty lights. I swear there's not many, just maybe one out of precious 20, who are drawn by the sound of the train rolling in the night. Let's hear the train, yeah. Daisy Brown, she's the queen of the stockyards now. A little bit shaggy, hey, she's ragged and baggy, but damn, she sure do get around. And if you're yearning to hear them big wheels burning, you can do a lot worse than to ride them out of town. Some are driven by the money, some are pulled by the big city pretty lights. There's not many, just maybe one out of precious 20, who are drawn by the sound of the train rolling in the night. Let me ask you, are you drawn by the sound of the train rolling in the night? Isn't here that train? Patrick Chamberlain, great songwriter. What's that? Yeah, we'll get that. You got it. That's a real Honeysuckle Rose, a tune that I wrote many years ago. I was working under the name of Fats Waller. Originally it was called Honey Suck My Toes. But Doris wouldn't sing it. Here your chord, any chord, pick a chord. Sounds pretty hip to me. Ha ha. my strings from a little gypsy girl. It's like you're trying to get something out of your hand now. With jealousy when it sees you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose, and when you're walking by, flowers droop and sigh, and me, I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose, and I don't buy no sugar. You just touch my cup, you're my sugar, and even sweeter when you fill me up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, you know it seems the honey nearly drips. Your confection, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. Sugar, you just touch my cup, you're my sugar, and even sweeter when you fill it out. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, oh, it seems the honey nearly drips. Your confection, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose, honeysuckle rose, yes, honeysuckle rose. This has certainly been a pleasure. Once again, sitting in with us tonight is, can't see him, Randy Tickerman right here. On the string bass, Ben Herman. And on the rhythm guitar and harmonica, Mark Josephs. This is a pleasure. It's always a pleasure, and I thank you for making me have such a good time. This is a little tune all about striking it rich. I hope we all do, so we can retire and hang out.
Okay. Let's hang out and get tattooed. Yes, yes.
This is all about the lottery. A little lottery ticket right over here. Un, deux, trois, four. Off a lottery ticket, go finance man where he can stick it. I got my car, but it ties up in there, and I'm getting on out of here. Yes, yes, yes. I got a brand new pair of trucking shoes. I can wear them when I choose. Chase a truck, and with some luck, run him off the road. First you use me, then abuse me, but now you're gonna lose me. Later on, I won't choose me for my own. Yes, yes. Goes crazy.
classmates tolerated running water. Send a note to your father's daughter. I told you it's a sister, a lover, and a mister. I'm spending my time with you, just you, Benjamin. Yes, I won. I've been hunting for a lottery ticket. I told the man where he could stick it. I got in the car, double ties up in there, and I'm getting on down here. Hey, yes, I got in the car, double ties up in there. I'm getting on out now. Mark Joseph, Ben Herman, Randy Tickerman. It's been a pleasure. Good night.
Gymnastic school, so I just a scene when we used to travel in a little Honda. What was that? Somebody said something cruel, and I missed it. What a drag, man. There's no justice. Sounds terrible. You lose your highs first. You lose the ability to hear high sounds. That's the first thing that goes. But didn't. Done, you're not going to be happy with it either. There it is. Listen to that. Watch. Perfect. I love music. See how out of tune we got with that harmonica while I did all this. All right. Hobo. High school history, and his mind just drifts back to the past. Stories of yesterday, tales of the Western way, grew into his plan until he left that brick prison that some folks call school, with a secondhand pack and a sign. Work in the carnivals, tent shows, and gambling halls. He blew it all just to get by. And he's a high hand with the ladies, and a hell raiser too. Lives in the world he most wanted to. He wanted to be a rodeo rider.
cedar, silver trimmed saddles that shine for the crowds. He'll spend out his days riding fence in Montana and on the high ground where his dreaming gets done, crying, oh, oh my mind. Year after year, he'd follow the spurs and ropes, just like a moth drawn to candle flame fire. Year after year, you'll watch him follow the rodeo. Soon he's too old to ride, and he's 12 years out of college, and not a damn thing show. Papers just hang on the wall, you know. He wanted to be a rodeo rider. Silver trimmed saddles, for the shine for the crowds. But he'll spend out his days riding fence in Montana. Oh, my mind. Last year in Santa Fe, he picked up his final pay and took everything except his pride. His body all scarred and bent, old bones too tired to mend. Don't dim the lights in his eyes. And he and his lady are gonna move to Montana, build them a home on a big sky ranch. He wanted to be a rodeo rider. Silver trimmed saddles, Lord, they shine for the crowds. But he'll spend all his days riding fence in Montana. Done crying, oh, 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 my mind, oh, oh, oh. My mind.